Now, what are you going to do in a case like this? Well, now I want you to notice what Job does. Then Job arose, rent his mantle, shaved his head, fell down upon the ground and worshiped. Notice this man and listen to him now. Here's his testimony. And he said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly." You know, he had a viewpoint of life and a philosophy of life that Christians need today toward material things. And that is this. You and I came into this world with nothing. We were naked as a jaybird when we came into this world. And friends, we're going to leave the world the same way. What was the old bromide? There are no pockets in a shroud. You can't take anything with you. Years ago, when one of the Vanderbilts died, all the relatives were standing outside the door. Maybe it was the Astors. I don't know, some wealthy family. And they were waiting for the lawyer to come out. So when he came out, why, he announced to all the relatives that the patriarch had died. And immediately, one of the relatives, one of the more greedy ones, he said, "How much did he leave?" And the lawyer said, "He left it all." He didn't take anything with him. That's the way you're coming into the world. That's the way you're going out, friends. I don't care how many deeds you have. And I don't care how strong your safety deposit box is. And I don't care, my friend, what you accumulate and how much insurance you have. When you go, you are going just like you came into the world. So it's very important to have a philosophy of life that you may be living today in a $150,000 home, or you may be living in a hovel. You today may have a big bank account, or you may not have any bank account at all. You may today have a safety deposit box filled with stocks and bonds. Or you may not even have a safety deposit box. Doesn't make any difference who you are. You're going to leave the same way you came into this world. So whatever you've got, you're a steward of it. Really, it's not yours, is it? When you look at it in the final analysis. And Job, this man, he falls down here, and he worships God. Oh, he ran his mantle, he shaved his head, and you could have heard this man weeping a half a mile away. He's lost everything, and he's lost his sons and his daughters. But listen to him. He says, "The Lord gave," and whatever you've got, God gave it to you, and may I say to you, if he took it away, then he took it away. And he's going to hold you responsible and me responsible how we use things. That's the reason that we saw when we went 2 Corinthians, Paul called us all stewards. We're stewards. And a steward handles what belongs to somebody else. And God's going to ask you how I used all of his material things. Everything down here is his. You're just using them, and when you leave, you won't be taking them with you. So it's how you use what you got down here. And this man says this, and we're told, "In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly."